Salt Lake City resident Darren Burnson first used a car-sharing app like Lyft called Uber when he was traveling in Boston. He likes that the experience is a bit more personal than a taxi cab.
It was actually less money than using cabs. And when you're in a cab, especially back in Boston, you kind of feel like you're in a cop car. You know, you're in the back seat, you're completely walled off, windows, you got hardly any room whatsoever.
Burnson and I are in downtown Salt Lake City where he's demonstrating how Lyft works. He opens the iPhone app, taps Request Lyft, and in the next couple of minutes, three cars appear on the screen. Burnson says drivers and passengers are protected by a two-way rating system.
If I've been a good passenger, they'll give me a five-star rating. If they are a good driver, I'll do the same thing, anywhere from 1 to 5 stars. But if there's ever a mismatch, let's say the driver had some drunk, belligerent guy or something like that, he could mark him down to like a whatever rating and he'll never see that passenger again.
Moments later, a black Audi approaches the curb.
Seatbelts are on.
The driver gives Burnson and me a fist bump as we duck inside. He's a hip tattooed musician named Mike Crowder who's eager to chat.
It's been mostly business people, like in a suit or going to work or something like that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or a college kid needs to ride to Jimmy John's. That was my last ride.
Crowder, who works just a few hours a week, tells me he's surprised to learn Salt Lake City is pushing back on his fun new part-time job.
I know that Lyft typically battles with the cities when they get into them.
Yeah.
And I know some cities they've won the battle and some cities they've lost the battle. So I don't know how Salt Lake's going to go, but I hope it stays. It's great.
But you feel comfortable right now driving? And
yeah. I mean, until I get a warrant, you know, somebody telling me I can't do it.
Crowder drops us off at the local Dunkin' Donuts. No cash is exchanged because Lyft already has Burnson's credit card on file. Once the payment is submitted, Crowder will get 80% of the fare. Salt Lake City requires all for-hire ground transportation like taxi cabs and limousines to go through a rigorous licensing process. Lyft provides its own background checks, liability insurance up to $1 million, and vehicle inspections. But under current city guidelines, Lyft drivers are breaking the law. Salt Lake City officials have started issuing drivers citations with fines ranging from $5 to $7,500. One driver told KUER he'd been issued up to 4 warning citations that amount to about $26,000 in potential fines. Although the company declined to do a taped interview, Katie Dowley, a spokesperson for Lyft, told KUER its model does not fall into existing ground transportation regulations because drivers use their own vehicles and only drive a few hours per week. Dowley added the company will cover the cost of citations and even legal fees drivers might accumulate. It's unclear whether they've kept their promise. Ken Olson is president of Ute Cab Company in Salt Lake City. He's upset that Lyft isn't paying the same fees and following the same regulations that traditional taxi companies are subject to. Olson says he's waiting for the city to clamp down on the company, but his patience is wearing thin.
They can do what several other cities are doing. The cities are going after these companies, whether it's Lyft or Uber. There are some cities that have actually started impounding the vehicles. Some cities have put out a stop and desist orders on these companies. Our city is basically doing nothing.
We're almost past that at this point. We're looking at how to make this happen.
David Everett is Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker's chief of staff.
We not just want to accommodate it, we want to welcome it. Again, we want to make sure we're doing so in a way that accounts for basic life safety concerns and establishes a regulatory regime that's fair.
Because Lyft has yet to reach out to Salt Lake City officials, Everett says the city will focus on working with drivers.
Well, I think we'll look at a way that we can get people licensed as ground transportation providers, but in a very unburdensome way.
In San Francisco, where Lyft is based, taxi drivers are suing the California Public Utilities Commission for permitting the company to operate. And in St. Louis, Lyft is in the midst of a court battle with the Metropolitan Taxi Commission. At the same time, Lyft enthusiasts like Darren Burnson are petitioning local governments across the country to step aside and promote innovation rather than hamper it. Car sharing services like Lyft are just a fragment of a much larger economic movement that's gaining ground. Individuals sharing their assets, whether they be cars, vacation homes, or time and energy, for a fee. Burnson, who owns an internet marketing company, says he gets excited about technologies that shake up the status quo.
At the end of the day, these guys are just providing a software. They're not the cab company. They are just the software piece that links me to you, or me to a driver, I guess, and allows that driver to go out and make a little bit of money.
Simply put, Burnson says the cities and existing ground transportation companies are just going to have to get over it. Whitney Evans, KUER News.